Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
All right, welcome back for another deep dive. We're taking a look today at all the stories that kids are reading about over on The Juice.
Yeah.
You know, The Juice, that educational app that's supposed to help students level up all their, you know, their knowledge and skills.
It's a good one.
So think of us as like your cheat sheet, right?
Right.
To kind of what your kids or your students are learning about today.
Yeah.
And get ready, because we got some.
Yeah.
We got lots of stuff. We got Michelin star ice cream, a possible social media, like, shakeup, and even a little bit of, like, international, what is it?
Intrigue,
yeah.
Yeah, and what's really interesting to me is how these stories all tie together, you know? Like, you look at them as a whole, and you can start to see these really interesting conversations that we could be having with kids about them.
Yeah.
It's not just about, like, memorizing the facts. It's about the thinking that these stories encourage.
Exactly. And to kick us off, the first story is all about Australia.
Yeah.
And they might be making a pretty huge move. They might become the first country to just ban social media for kids under 16.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
Yeah, they're trying to protect kids from cyberbullying and all that pressure that social media can put on, you know, like body image and things like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But it's a big step, right?
Yeah.
And it really makes you wonder, does it actually work?
Hmm.
Or are kids just going to go to different platforms? I don't know.
Right. Are we really solving the problem, or are we just pushing it somewhere else? It's a good question.
Right.
It's a good opportunity to talk to kids about, you know, the pros and cons of social media and how it can impact, you know, mental well-being.
Yeah, it definitely makes you think about the balance between, you know, how much freedom kids should have online.
Right.
And how much protection they need.
Definitely.
And now for something completely different. This next story is a total 180, so get ready for this.
Okay.
This is about deliciousness.
All right, I'm on.
Okay. So there's this Taiwanese ice cream parlor called Minimal, and they just earned a Michelin star.
Whoa, hold on. A Michelin star.
Michelin star for ice cream.
For ice cream. Wow. Okay. That's going to be pretty amazing.
I know. And it's not your average scoop shop either. They're doing like a 7-course meal.
Yeah.
Mostly frozen, right? With these like crazy unique flavor combinations, all using local ingredients.
That sounds really cool.
The founder, his name is Arvin Wan, and he really wants to prove that ice cream isn't just for kids, right?
Okay.
It can be sophisticated. It can be like an artistic experience.
I love that. It really challenges like what we think of as fancy food.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like it's not just about, you know, foie gras and caviar anymore.
Yeah.
It can be about finding that artistry and innovation in something as simple as ice cream.
I love that. You could even use this story to talk to kids about their dream businesses, right? Like what would their unique Michelin star worthy creation be?
Oh, that's a great idea. What would they come up with?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
And speaking of creativity and doing your own thing, there's this quote that we pulled from Rina Sawayama. She's a Japanese-British singer-songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And the quote goes, "I'm so fortunate I get to write songs for a living. I'm not going to waste that by writing whatever's already out there."
That's up to.
I know. Such a powerful message about finding your own voice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not being afraid to be different. It's like a perfect jumping off point to talk to kids about their passions.
Yeah.
Straight.
Yes.
And what makes them unique? Like, what do they want to create in the world? What's their thing?
Exactly. It's all about encouraging them to explore their own unique path.
All right. So now shifting gears to a more serious topic. There's a story about how 2024 is potentially going to be the hottest year on record.
Mm.
And they're saying it's even going to surpass that 1.5 degrees Celsius warming threshold.
Wow.
That was set by the Paris Agreement. Remember?
I do. Yeah. It's a sobering thought.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a stark reminder with the whole climate crisis that we're in. And the UN Secretary General is urging everyone to take action.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one of those stories that can feel really overwhelming, you know.
For sure.
Especially for kids.
Yeah.
But it's so important to talk to them about climate change in a way that makes them feel like they can do something.
Yeah, it's got to be empowering, not just scary.
Right. And this story specifically asks kids to think about how the choices they make today are going to affect the future.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, so maybe it's a chance to brainstorm, like, small changes they can make in their own lives to be more eco-conscious.
It's about showing them that even small actions can add up to make a real difference.
Right, exactly. So speaking of actions having consequences, there's this story about an alleged phone call.
Oh, this is juicy.
I know, right? Between former President Trump and Russian President Putin, and they were allegedly discussing the war in Ukraine. But here's the thing. The Kremlin says it never happened, and Trump's team isn't saying anything.
So we've got conflicting information here.
Exactly. And it really highlights how important it is to think critically, you know, and not just believe everything you hear.
Especially these days.
Especially these days, yeah.
And information spreads so quickly.
Right. This could be a great opportunity to talk to kids about how to evaluate their sources and be more
Yeah.
careful about what they believe, you know.
Absolutely. Like, how do you know if something is credible? What are the signs to look out for?
Right. And it's important to remember the whole context here, right? This is all happening against the backdrop of the war that's still going on in Ukraine. And there are reports that Russia might be gearing up for a major offensive.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's a reminder that these global events, they have real-world consequences, even if they seem far away.
Right. It's not just something happening on the news. It's affecting real people's lives.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, you could use this story as a chance to talk to kids about the role of international leaders and how countries try to, like, resolve conflicts.
It's a good way to introduce them to the world of diplomacy.
Right,
Okay.
exactly.
Okay.
Okay, bringing you back to the U.S. now. There's this story about how voters in several states rejected these ballot measures
Okay.
that were aimed at reforming elections.
Interesting.
Yeah, so these measures were proposing things like ranked choice voting and nonpartisan primaries.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is that both Democrats and Republicans fought against them.
That seems kind of counterintuitive, doesn't it?
Yeah, you would think they would want to reform things, but this story really highlights the power dynamics.
Yeah, it makes you think about who benefits from the current system.
Exactly. And it's a good opportunity to talk to kids about how our democracy works, you know, and how different people have different perspectives on how to improve it.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive into the juice and
Yes.
all the stories that are shaping young minds today, let's leave you with this thought.
Okay.
What choices will you make today to create a better tomorrow?
I love that. Keep questioning, keep exploring, and keep those conversations going. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.